Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Nick Bibby. Nick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our franchising experts. He's the leader and the founder and the principal and the chief cook and bottle washer over at the Bibby Group. And he's the guy who helps regular folks acquire franchises and become the franchisees and franchisee. And Nick, we're talking about due diligence. Your website, by the way, is bibbygroup.com. Folks, I hope you'll check that out and see what, if you're looking for a franchise, if you're looking to franchise something, Nick can help you with that. Nick, talk to us about some of the high level due diligence things that people need to be doing when they're considering buying a franchise.
Sure. First, if you just let me make a very brief statement. Unfortunately, even though we offer a complete due diligence service, I'm sorry to report that if we tried to survive on due diligence for franchise buyers, we would not survive.
Mm-hmm.
People simply, and you and I have talked about this in the past, unfortunately, people often do not want to know the truth. They simply want to buy that dream. It's a shame, but it leads to a lot of disaster.
Well, that's called a failure wish. You've heard of a death wish. That's a failure wish.
I agree with you. In the world of franchise consulting, if you're not on the development side of new concepts, in other words, franchising new businesses, you're really nowhere. That said, the greatest leg up that a franchise buyer has is the FTC. The Federal Trade Commission regulates the franchise industry, and every franchisor must publish and republish on an annual basis an FDD, which is a franchise disclosure document. Mm-hmm. Within that document, there is enough information buried to make a very good decision on whether or not a given concept is a logical or a quality investment. However, one must have experience and expertise to discern what's within that document.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for the new person. It's not for the.
Do I need somebody like you? Can an accountant, an attorney, a business consultant, somebody who can help? Who can help people with that?
A common mistake is this: having an attorney read that disclosure document.
I bet that could get expensive too.
Well, it's expensive, but far less expensive than making a mistake.
Yeah.
An attorney might do a wonderful job of interpreting the contractual term.
Yeah.
But unless the attorney reading the document understands franchising and understands what the business model is that's being described, they can't help with the business side of the decision. So an experienced franchise person is probably better than a contract attorney who does not understand either business or franchising.
So if I'm going to look at a franchise, I need to ask the franchisor for their FDD?
Well, it's required. That's by law that you would receive that, and you'd receive it a minimum of 10 days before you were asked to sign a check or sign a franchise agreement.
Well, so obviously, I'd want it 10 months before I were going to do that.
Well, and you can have it 10 months or 10 years, although you'd have to.
But do I ask for the FDD or do I ask for the prospectus? What do I ask for?
Well, you actually have to ask for nothing because it's mandated that you receive it. But you would, once you're qualified, once the franchisor feels that you're qualified, and unfortunately, again, that's mostly are you financially qualified.
Right.
But once the franchisor has qualified you for making the purchase, then you will be forwarded the FTC, which is a very lengthy
process. So you have to show them yours before they'll show you theirs.
Yeah, they have to qualify you. They have to make sure any good franchisor should make sure that you're able to afford the franchise and then take it to the next level, which is to offer you their disclosable information.
And would it be safe to say that if you're not prepared, if you're too easily distracted, if you don't want to go through and go through the details of that document, that FDD, that probably means you're not a serious – you're not likely to be successful, because that is the heart and soul of your relationship, isn't it?
I am loath to tell you that most people buying a franchise have no idea what's in that document. And I can assure you that's true, because I have sat in many, many a best practice session with franchisees trying to determine what has gone wrong with the franchisor.
That's a mistake.
Most do not know what's in the document.
That's a mistake.
It's a huge mistake, but human foible.
Oh, yeah. No, I see it. I've seen it in my career, not just for franchises, but somebody came to me one time and said they wanted me to help them buy a business. I said, okay, which business? And they told me. I said, well, here's some things we got to do. They said, oh, no, we have to buy it by Friday.
This is true. Again,
and I said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Have a good life. Hey, Nick, give us the website again one more time. Folks, you got to do the due diligence. That's just all there is to it. BibbyGroup.com, right, Dick?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Come back real soon, will you?
Thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year again.
You
best
too.
Of luck.
We'll see you then. Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Big doings after these messages. Jim Blassingame, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.